This doc, this is dictating on Christina Walker. WALKER. Christina is CHRISTINA. Her birth is 11/1/52. And the date of visit is 9/21/22. Please make a copy for Paul Bond. B-O-N-D. B as in boy. Paul Bond. P-A-U-L. Paul. Bond, APRN. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. This is a 70-year-old female with a past history of extreme obesity, obstructive sleep apnea, history of cellulitis of the legs, and hypertension, was admitted to Advent Hospital in July 22. The patient had trouble ambulating, and had increasing leg edema. And upon admission to the hospital, she also had significant redness of the skin of the legs with cellulitis, and was thus treated for the cellulitis. She was also on diuretic therapy, and was advised to continue monitoring the leg swelling with the lymphedema clinic. The chest X-ray did demonstrate evidence of evidence of CHF and further cardiac evaluation was pending. And a 2D echo was done while in the hospital. The patient presently is home. She is not on oxygen, and she does need a CPAP mask due to obstructive sleep apnea. But apparently, her CPAP machine was returned for non-compliance. And she presently needs to have a new polysomnographic study. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of left shoulder replacement for arthritis, as well as right shoulder surgery for rotator cuff tear. She has sleep apnea, and she denies any history of hypertension or diabetes. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, she does have hypothyroidism and chronic back pain from sciatica and has fibromyalgia. The allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient denies history of smoking. Alcohol use rare. Next, med list. Bupropion 150 milligrams daily and Flexeril 10 milligrams TIDPRN. Synthroid 100 micrograms daily. Lyrica 75 milligrams BID. Protonix 40 milligrams a day. Imitrex 100 milligrams as needed. Tramadol 50 milligrams as needed. And she is on Lasix and potassium. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of heart disease and mother of old age. Next, system review. The patient has the patient has fatigue and no weight loss. She has double vision, no cataracts. She has vertigo and hoarseness and nosebleeds. Also has shortness of breath, wheezing, and occasional cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no urinary symptoms. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, but has leg edema. And she has depression. She has easy bruising and muscle pains. She has headaches, no seizures, no memory loss. And she does have itchy skin rash of the legs. Next, physical exam. This very obese elderly white female is alert and pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 145 by 80. Pulse is 105, respiration is 22, temperature 97.8. Weight is 275, saturation 92. Itchy and ear knobs, phallic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery. Crackles at the lung bases and no wheezing. Heart, the absence of irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, with no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 2 plus edema, redness and pigmentation of the skin of the lower extremities, and tenderness in the lower extremities. Homan sign is negative. Neurologically, reflexes of 1 plus. And there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, Next paragraph, impression. Number one, obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is exogenous obesity. Number three is pulmonary edema and pulmonary edema and cardiomyopathy. Number four is degenerative arthritis. Number five is lymphedema. Oh, can you please add in the system review? The patient also has blindness in both eyes due to retinal detachments and multiple repairs. Okay, next paragraph. Plan. The patient will get a 2D echo and a CT chest with contrast. A complete pulmonary function study was ordered. She will use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. A polysomnographic study will be done this month. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Paul Bond APRN. For BOND, Paul Bond APRN. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.